This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Agizenta Winter. The Panovich Rav was once asked, why was it that every time he was about to finish a project, he already started with the next one? He never had any moment to pause, to regroup, to rest. So he was asked, you know, why doesn't he take a break in between projects? So the Panovich Rav would say, you know, once somebody finishes a project, so from heaven they look down and they say, okay, look, he's done. He's finished. Let's bring him back. So we don't want to give that opportunity, the Panovich Rav would say. We don't want to give heaven, so to speak, the opportunity to say, okay, he's done with the project. You want Ribbono Shel Olam to look down and to say, okay, he's in the middle of something. Let's let him finish. So therefore, the Panovich Rav said that his tactic was always to be in the middle of another project. This principle helps us understand a number of the minhagim and halachos that are practiced on Simchas Torah. We know that on Simchas Torah we take out three Sifrei Torah. From the first we read V'zois HaBracha. From the second, Bereishis. And from the third, we read the Maftir. Question is, actually if you look in the Torah, the Torah says from the first you read the V'zois HaBracha, from the second you read the Maftir, and from the third we read Bereishis. Because if you look in the Gemara doesn't even talk about reading Bereishis on Simchas Torah. It's only Minhag HaBa'alma. It's only a custom. And therefore, Shalsachivas Radvaz, the Radvaz was Rebbe of the Arizal, of the Baal Shita Mekubetzes, he asks in Chelek Dalet, Simen Tzadiches, that if reading Bereishis is only Minhag, then we should actually read Bereishis as the third Sefer. It should be the third Sefer. We should first read V'zois HaBracha, then the Maftir, which is a Chiyuv. Maftir is a Chiyuv, and then Bereishis, which is a Minhag. Chiyuv comes before Minhag. Furthermore, reading the Maftir is Tadir. Maftir, we read every Yom Tov, every Shabbos for that matter. On the other hand, Bereishis is only read once a year. So Tadir V'sheinoi Tadir, Tadir Kaidem. So why does Bereishis, why is it injected or interjected between these two Chiyuvim? The Radvaz says a wondrous idea. He says that we can never be finished with something. If we finish V'zois HaBracha, then min hashamayim, there might be accusation, okay, they're done, they're not doing anything more, they're finished. You know, we don't want there ever to be a moment, a lapse, where from Shemayim they looked and said, okay, they're done, okay, let's bring them back. So therefore we have to start immediately. No, we're not done. We're just getting going. We're beginning immediately. We start right away, quick, without any pause, without any hesitation, even before the chiv of the maftir, we start Bereishis immediately. The Chida and the Berkei Yosef brings a very similar svara in some Tafrei Samach Tesef Beis to explain the reason we read from Sefer Yehoshua as the Haftarah. Why would we read from Yehoshua? Usually the Haftarah is similar to the last reading from the Sefer Torah. We should read, we just read about Shemini Atzeres in the Maftir. So for the Haftarah, we should read about Shemini Atzeres, the bracha that Shlomo HaMelech gave the people. Why do we read about Yehoshua? So again, the Chida says the same idea. Because maybe from heaven there'll be an accusation. Okay, yeah, they're starting Bereishis, but they finish the Torah and they just stick to the Torah. They don't read anything more. They don't learn anything more. They're not progressing. They're not moving on to the Nevi'im. Therefore, we immediately start a new program. We immediately start the Nevi'im to indicate that we're continuing. We have a new project. We're not pausing in between. And actually, in the Sefer Hegyoinei Halacha, it brings that the Menaris Hamar brings a custom by Kihiloi Sfarad that after the Haftarah, they would begin learning Mishnayis Masechta Chagiga to be Mechaber, the Tarsh B'Chzav, to the Tarsh B'Apeh. Again, this idea, this philosophy that we're never finished, we're never complete, we're always moving on to the next, and we do it immediately. We don't say, okay, we're going to start it next week, tomorrow, right away. The Stipler explained that this is the reason why in the Nusach of the Chasan Torah, we say, Amoid, 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 Rebbe, Pliny, Ben Pliny. But by Chasan Bereishis, we say, we add a word. We say, Maher Amoid Amoid Amoid, quickly. What's the rush? Where's everyone running? Now the rush is, we finished Vezois HaBracha, we have to immediately start Bereishis. We can't leave a pause, we can't rest on our laurels even momentarily. Immediately we start Bereishis. So Baruch Hashem, we're ready. This week's parasha is Bereishis, so it's our time, it's the opportunity for our commitment for the upcoming cycle of Chamishei Chumshei Torah and new ideas, new programs, new limudim, and we begin immediately without any hesitation. Maher amoid 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 l'toira l'avoida u'l'chol mida nechayna. Wishing everyone a gesunta winter.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.